your dog touch a target with each of its rear feet is an outstanding rear leg strengthening exercise, especially for the hamstrings. Not only that, it's an excellent body awareness exercise, helping your dog learn to aim the rear feet and place them exactly where they should be. That's extremely important for pregnant bitches during the later stages of pregnancy, for bitches with puppies, and for any active dog, whether just playing in the yard or competing at the world-class level in a performance sport. This exercise looks really difficult, but actually, it's pretty easy to train. The Sheltie in this video had a pretty good idea of how to do the exercise after just one session. So don't be concerned with how difficult the exercise looks. Even if your dog takes a little longer to learn it, it's worth the effort. Okay, so here's how you start. Kneel or sit on a non-slip, preferably carpeted surface, with your dog standing beside you. Place a target, a plastic container lid works just great, on the ground beside your dog's rear foot. With your hand on your dog's pelvis, gently pull your dog's rear towards the target. When your dog steps on the target, immediately praise and give a treat with your other hand. As you repeat this, you'll soon see your dog turning its head to check exactly where it is that you want it to put its rear foot. Once your dog is looking at the target and is having fair success in aiming at it with its rear foot, start moving the target just a bit forward and backward so that your dog has to start to work a little harder to be successful. In the early stages, you can help your dog aim better by leaning its body in the direction that will lead to success. For example, as you can see here, when the target is behind this dog's foot, the handler is pushing at the top of the dog's leg gently backwards so the dog will be successful in hitting the target. And of course, you can't hear this part, but every time the dog does it right, she gets praised effusively. Once your dog has excellent aim for targets placed on the floor, you can start to elevate the target, gradually increasing the height of the target and also insisting that the dog place its foot right on the target and pushes. Keep moving the target to different locations so that your dog has to aim forward, backward, and sideways. Eventually, you won't accept just a swipe of the rear foot. Instead, you'll only praise and treat when your dog gives a substantial push onto the center of the target. And when your dog hits the target nice and hard, let your dog's foot remain there for a few seconds while you praise and give an excellent treat so that your dog learns what it feels like to get the exercise right. Ultimately, you'll want your dog to be able to hit a target solidly at hawk height or even higher, like this sport mix is doing. Look at the great muscles in her rear leg. By the way, remember to train both rear legs alternately so that your dog doesn't become one-sided. The goal is for your dog to be able to do the exercise with each side equally well, and even to be able to use one foot, then quickly the other, alternating back and forth, kicking backwards, for example. Once your dog has the exercise down pat, you can increase the difficulty by having your dog stand with its rear leg on a cushion or having it stand on a hill facing a different direction each training session. All things considered, this is an excellent non-concussive rear leg strength exercise that should be in every dog's repertoire.